So, welcome to the first official BGK podcast that we're doing. I'm Austin, also known as Charbok in the forums, and here with us is Alex, who's near Vash, Nick, who is Black Label, and Raffle Tacos, who is, Raffle Tacos?
Sean.
Sean in the forums. I'd like to access the profile, but, as I think most people who would be listening to this are knowing, BGK has been down almost all day.
For 3 days, actually.
Yeah, it was up a little bit this morning, and that's just, I don't know, maybe it's just us who can't access it, but Verson, who actually organized the whole podcast, as anyone who looked at the thread knows, he did not show up today, but he did get us together and gave us the initiative to do it, so that's kind of nice of him, I guess.
Kudos.
So yes, kudos to him.
Like most people I talk to on AIM, I don't think it's only us. Yeah. I think it's just the whole forum thing is down because, like, everyone else that I've talked to on AIM and all that says it's been down for them also, so.
Yeah, somebody's probably messing with, I can't access it. It might be something SQL related, but it's just a whole bunch of computer stuff. I don't want to get into that right now.
Oh, what was it? What were we talking about earlier? Oh, Ryan. I don't know if it's maybe, some people were saying that maybe he was updating the site, and that's why it's been down, but honestly, he has been on in like a year. No, he was on a couple months ago, but.
Well, he hasn't really been active.
Well, he did a site update, like, what was it, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, I have no idea. But he did do the thing and it added the,
What the heck?
Congratulations. He is gone now. Okay, yes, I'm not. I can't.
Who's that?
Hold. Put him on hold. He's on hold. Okay. We'll get him back in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, plug his mic.
All right. Oh, well,
that explains it. Don't know why. But we'll get him back in a little bit. So, yeah. BGK is down. Ryan probably isn't updating it, so he did update a while ago.
Well, that update was a V-Bulletin update in general, though.
Yeah, but he still had to access it. Moving on, as I think everyone on the forum does know, Heart Gold and Soul Silver, the remakes of Gold and Silver, were confirmed for DS to be released in Japan later this year. I personally am not excited for these, because I'm sick of remakes. But I know a lot of people are, so...
What's wrong with you, Austin?
Sorry.
It's Gold and Silver.
No, I know. I mean, okay, I loved Gold and Silver. I loved the games. They were great. Probably my favorite in the series. But honestly, okay. Fire and Leaf Green were cool. It was cool to see them, you know, updated with graphics, new gameplay additions and whatnot. But honestly, I'm just sick. Like, okay, there's a whole line of new play control stuff for Wii. There's a ton of remakes for DS. Everything on DSiWare is all, like, remakes of old games. So, I don't know. I'm just not excited for it.
Well, yeah, there haven't really been that many remakes, only two so far, and those were back in 2000 as well. Well, yes, for Pokemon.
Nick, do you have anything to say? Or are you just sitting over there?
Oh. No, I'm not playing anything. But, Sean unplugged his mic, so he wants you to invite him again.
Alright, I'll get him back in here if he behaves this time. Sean, are you back and alive?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, it sounded like you put a vacuum cleaner up to your mic or something, so we muted you.
Or you blew on it really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're disrupting our chat. You're misbehaving, so we banned you.
You're a bad guy.
I heard you guys talking about, like, my mic screwing up or whatever, so I just unplugged it.
Okay, good, because there was something messing up, but it's good now. We were just talking about Heart Gold and Soul Silver for a minute while you were gone. Any thoughts on that?
I'm looking forward to it, because those were my favorite games.
Yeah, but okay. For me, they were my favorite games because, like, the atmosphere and the music and stuff were really great. And I'm sure they're not going to change the music. They're just going to upgrade it, probably. But if you look at, like, here, have you guys seen screens of it yet?
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like Diamond and Pearl, and I thought that in comparison to Gold and Silver, Diamond and Pearl just had a very lacking atmosphere, although the gameplay was great, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, I just hope if they don't screw up the atmosphere and they keep the music and the gameplay the same, the one thing that would actually make me buy it is if they added random battling on Wi-Fi, which for one reason or another they have not added yet.
Yeah, that would be really good, because that would be better for the Wi-Fi battlers as well, because, you know, it gets annoying only having a limit in your PAL pad to add a certain amount of FCs.
Well, the thing about that is there's always going to be hackers, people who hack them on.
You can say that about any game, and, like, anyone will really tell you that, like, a game where you can play random people is more fun than a game where you're just playing with us, usually. I mean, you can go either way, I guess, but I would rather have the option, even if I don't want to use it, I'd rather have the option there.
Who knows what Nintendo's thinking?
You know, honestly, I swear, they're actually, like, they made the Wii and the PS specifically for a ton of money, and now they're just going to piss everyone off by, like, giving up everything that we all want. But, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
You had things like, you had Pokemon, which was really cool, they threw in online. Friend codes still bug people, but, I mean, at least we had online. And then, if you look at, like, what are the online games other than PS?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart would be a very good example. I wish, though, that there would have been voice chat.
The great thing about Mario Kart is you don't have to add frame codes. You can go on and do random challenges and all that, which they should add for Pokemon. Regarding to the hacking thing you were saying earlier, like Charbox said, there's always going to be a hacker in the game. There always is. But, like, it kind of just brings more of a challenge to the game. I mean,
well, see, I have a bet with a friend from class, and see who can beat each other. But the problem is, his spear tomb is hacked. It has Wonder Guard on it. Even though you can fire fang it and just go through it, it's really unfair for me, and I just kind of offended like that because I'm playing legit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever use action replay. I don't use any of that stuff just because I really love playing with this. I mean, you've got the people who will do, like, they'll get all their EVs and they'll EV train and get all their stat stuff and then they'll do all the IVs. But then they'll just get, like, 1,000 red candies and go right up to 100. And, like, that's fine. I just don't like to do it. And I like playing with it, I guess.
What I do is, you could say legitly hack, because I use Pokesav. Now, the thing about my Pokemon is you can check their stats, you can check their IVs, all that. They're legitly hacked, like, there's nothing out of proportion. Like, they're made to look exactly like a bred Pokemon, and they're made exactly like that, so there's no other bad effect to it.
Yeah, it's just making it easier on you.
Exactly. Because yeah. I don't have the time to read and all that.
Which game do you plan to get? Heart Gold or Soul Silver?
Oh, I'm kidding. I'd get Silver.
Soul Silver.
Back in whatever year that came out, and that was awesome. So I'm saying Silver. Unless they switch it and for some reason, like, all the Pokemon are switched around. But as long as Pokemon are saving, the same in Soul Silver as they are in Old Silver, then I'm getting Soul Silver. Without a doubt. I wish we could, like, get on THK and read some of the polls, but oh well.
Yeah, really.
The fact that Lugia is completely 10 times better than Ho-Oh.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
And he's like 50 times cooler. Like,
exactly.
Who really likes Ho-Oh more than Lugia?
Well, I mean, it has a palindromic name. Who wouldn't like Ho-Oh?
Lugia's.
Ho-Ho?
Ho-Oh.
Ho-Ho.
I used to think Ho-Ho.
Yeah, I said that. My parents got pissed.
Probably. Alright.
Oh, take her fire, like, has 50% chance of burn. Lugia is just beast.
Exactly.
Kills Ho-Ho in every way.
The fact that Lugia has, like, 10 times better stats also.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I never actually raised Lugia or Ho-Ho, and I'm purely basing it off of how awesome they look. Like, I'm not kidding. I don't even know anything about the Pokemon themselves. But A, if Lugia does indeed have better stats, that's just another reason why it's cool. But Ho-Oh just, like, I don't know. Lugia's really, like, sleek and cool. And Ho-Oh's just, like,
Ho-Oh looks like a bird on crack or something.
Dude, Ho-Oh looks like it was poorly put together.
Yeah. I bet they just, like, you know that, what was that, the thing in the first episode of Pokemon? Or whatever it was?
Yep.
They had Ho-Oh.
Pharaoh.
I swear that was just meant to be, like, a Pharaoh that was, like, poorly drawn. And then they tried to make it into, like, a legendary to make it different.
Oh yeah, dude, everyone knows that. Because, like, yeah. Even Pharaoh looks better than Ho-Oh, in my opinion.
Yeah, because I'm fearful with that, but honestly, I don't know. Bottom line is, Luke is better than Ho-Oh. No one can disagree with that. If you disagree,
oh, yeah.
You can email our podcast. We don't have an email, but you can post, send private messages to any of us for questions for the podcast. And
I'm going to buy my PM box is full.
Yeah, once PJK is up. Otherwise, if it's
not up.
How are they gonna hear this if PJK is down? They're not gonna hear this until it's back up, so we can't put it up. So unless
that brings up a good point though about the PJK thing. Like they could give us more ideas. Like if they send us PMs or whatever, there's more ideas for us to talk about.
We could set up like a PJK podcast, mail. Like I could set up a Gmail account up or something, a PJK podcast, and those they can send stuff there, and we'll all just go through them and look at them. For each podcast, I get the end or something, just to see what questions they have in comments. Because that'll give us ideas, at least.
Yep.
These are beta podcasts, anyway, so. Anyway, in the world of entertainment, other than video games, we do have movies and music, and we'll be discussing those. I believe someone earlier was talking about the new Green Day album. I can't remember who it was. It may have been...
That was Alex.
Oh, dude, I'm actually looking forward to that.
A UD?
Yeah, he was talking about it, and then he had to go to bed because he's all the way in Norway or wherever.
Yeah.
I think we're all in America, right? I know Alex is, and Nick, you are. I don't know about Sean.
I'm in Florida.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Except you're all in Eastern time. I'm in Central time. I'm in Florida.
Yep, but at least you can be on when we are.
Yeah, compared to Yoki, you know, his last name, who was on like 6 hours. He's 6 hours ahead of us, so.
Yeah, we need to be on, like, early, so he could just be on with us.
Yep, but then...
During the summer, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Because we'll have way more flexible schedules. I won't have school and prep, so... As we were talking about, the new Green Day album releases, what is it? Oh, it released 2 days ago.
May 15th. What? It's already out?
Yeah, it says May 15th right here.
Wow.
Under the genre of rock alternative pop. I don't know. I used to like Green Day. American Idiot wasn't really my thing. What about you guys?
American Idiot destroyed their reputation.
Yeah.
They got completely political and into the whole, like, I don't know, their music just turned, like, horrible. Like, when they had stuff like Basket Case and Welcome to Paradise, I think they're more about the whole fun music thing, but now they're getting all political and all that, and I'm like that.
For me, the only, I came in and I listened to Dookie a lot.
Dookie is the best, dude.
Dookie was amazing. Like, I still listen to that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? American Idiot. For their new album titled 21st Century Breakdown, has scored an average. And American Idiot ended up at a 79, so I guess people like that more. But Alex, I'm hoping to be loud. Maybe he can hear me. If he can, Alex, and you want to come back, send me a message. And then we'll let you know. Otherwise, we'll let you know.
Oh,
he left? When we decide. Oh, I kicked him out. He was being loud.
You know, another idea for the whole thing on PJK, we could make a group.
Yeah, we'll do that too. I mean, that and that's post up there.
Because the group would allow people to post in it and tell us ideas they want us to talk about and all that, rather than just sending PMs so we can all see it and discuss it later.
Yeah. So we'll do that, and hopefully PJK won't be down then. If PJK is down again, then what are we going to do?
I don't know. Just wait? What can we do?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that's a good point. So we'll do that. Expect a group. We'll make a PJK group. Okay. We'll bring Alex back here. He's getting kind of bad. Alex, you're back.
I'm back, actually.
Alright.
You're a bad boy.
Sounded like you're being kind of loud. Maybe not.
No, I'll turn on my mic. It's probably still loud.
Could you hear us when we're talking? When we put you on hold, can you hear us?
No, I can't. Not at all.
So everything just disappeared. Good to know.
Right. Is it better now or what?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Totally got off topic.
Green Day?
Green Day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really looking forward to the new album. I saw it. I was a little surprised. But apparently a lot of people are liking it.
I was hoping that this would be better than American Idiot. I was really hoping it would, but I guess it's not, according to the critics and all that.
A lot of the critics in their reviews are saying it is better, but I think that the people who criticized American Idiot like this one, and the people who like American Idiot are criticizing this one. So I think it's just like it's very different from American Idiot. So that's probably a good thing, since I didn't really like Idiot that much. And make sure everyone here in the podcast makes good use of your mute button, by the way.
I have no mute button.
Yeah, you do. Everyone has one. Down there, it's a little mic with a little line through it, next to the pause button.
All right, I used mine. So,
broken.
So on to movies. Okay. On to music. Weird. Hard folks, hopefully. On to music. Now on to movies.
Actually, today...
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, today I went to the movies and saw X-Men Origins Wolverine. And that was pretty epic. I mean, it shows you his childhood and everything that happened to him.
Jane, what?
It sounded like he was dropping out a little bit. And again, you know, I'm not saying we can't edit any of this crap that we're talking about out. Maybe we will, maybe.
Know it, Austin.
Well, the whole Wolverine thing. I've gotten mixed reviews from people that have seen the movie. Like, I heard from one person that it was terrible, and then I heard from the other that it was, like, really good, so I'm depending on seeing it or not.
It's worth it. It's pretty good.
I was thinking about going to see it, decided to go see Star Trek instead, which I actually loved.
Yeah, I heard Star Trek was really good.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's definitely the best movie that's come out this year.
And yeah, even if you...
Because,
just to, go ahead. Say quickly, Alex is leaving. He has to go, unfortunately.
Yeah.
He has to for a little bit. We'll miss you, Alex. Hopefully you can come back next time.
If you're still recording when I get back, I'll be glad to join in again.
How long do you think?
I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or so. I'm just going to Target and Barnes & Noble with us.
Probably not, but if you are, for some reason, if we can't stop talking because it's just so much fun, then we'll let you back in.
All right, thanks for the fun.
No problem.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right.
The movie that came out this year that I... Oh, go ahead.
We need to work on that, though.
Work on what?
Anyway.
It's perfect.
Like, whatever. My brother went to see Star Trek, and he said, even if you never watched the show or was never into that series, you would love it anyway. He said the special effects were amazing.
They were. They were so good. I went to see it at the IMAX. This was on, you know, gigantic screen. And, I don't know, I heard that there's IMAXs all around the country. Maybe you guys don't know what they are.
There's IMAXs in Florida.
Do you know what an IMAX is, Renee?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a for anyone who doesn't know that might be listening, an IMAX is just a gigantic movie screen.
Dome.
Yeah, we don't have any where I live, but I've been to one.
Yeah, like, we've got two, actually. We've got one at the zoo, which is kind of weird since it's a zoo, and one at the Science Museum, which is the Dome.
Yeah, we got the Dome one in our Science Museum also.
Yeah, it's really cool to see stuff there. So if you have an IMAX near you, go see a movie. But yeah, so Star Trek at the IMAX, very, very cool. Never watched the show. I saw one of the old movies, it was okay. And so yeah, definitely something I'd recommend because whether you like the show or not, it's easy to get into, it's very fun to watch, and it'll definitely draw you into the Star Trek franchise.
A movie that I saw this year that was really good, it's not exactly appropriate for like kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know Crank, the Crank series?
Yeah, Crank, High Voltage Solar System.
Yes, that was great.
Was it? I heard it's super violent.
It's super violent, which is the great part. Because, like, it's all straight-up action.
Well, rated R for frantic, strong, bloody violence throughout, crude and graphic sexual content, nudity, and pervasive language. So, about 99% of those listening to this should not go see the movie.
If you're old enough, go see it. It's good.
The Socialist? I heard about it, but I really don't know anything about it.
I've got my Metacritic window up here, so I'm just scrolling through movies.
The Socialist.
It is not. It doesn't exist. I think they're lying.
I have it right here.
Socialist. How old is it?
It says it came out 2009.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on it, but I'll keep looking. The Specialist, perhaps?
It could have been. I looked at it earlier. When I was looking at movies to go see today.
Yeah, I don't even know. Specialist came out in 1994, so it had its head. So,
hold on. I'm looking at my movie theater. Okay, hold on.
While he's doing that, I think that's about all for movies that we can even talk about, because Angels and Demons, mixed reviews, Star Trek, great reviews. The other two movies no one's even ever heard of, so I guess we can go on and talk about video games, which we all very much love, I think.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Love. Video games equal love.
Video games equal love, indeed. What came out this week? I don't even know. Punch-Out comes out this week.
Oh, Punch-Out looks great.
It's one of those games that makes me glad that I have a Wii. It's gotten a lot of really good reviews. Actually, it's gotten 3 good reviews. That's enough. Comes out tomorrow. Looks pretty good. I plan on buying it.
I found it. Okay. It's called The Soloist.
Oh, The Soloist. I know that movie. The one with Robert Downey Jr. and whatever the other guy's name is. Jamie Foxx. Looked decent. Yeah. It looked decent. Musician myself, so I was interested. But I went to Star Trek instead, and I'm glad I did. But we're on to video games now, I guess. So
I got a 360, a Wii, and my handheld systems, I only have a DS. Of course, I still have my old SP and all that, but when it comes to newer ones, you know.
You there have Nick there.
I have PS2 for console, 360, and for handheld, I have my Game Boy Advance, DS, and DSi.
You have a DSi?
Yeah. I bought one just to see how it would look. Yeah, to see if it was really worth it.
No, this is the one thing I was wondering, does it, when you turn the thing on, does it make the same, like, DS noise that the DSi does?
It makes that, you know, where the screens come together for Nintendo. It makes that sound, then when the eye comes up, it makes another ding. But so that's...
So it makes this noise here. I always have a DS on this side.
Yeah, then it has another ding at the end when an eye comes up for GSI.
Well, that is a turn-off, I must say. I think that's not going to buy it then. What have you got? Have you gotten any of the DSiWare games?
Yeah, I got Paper Airplane Chase. It's addicting for me.
Okay, I have no idea what you would do with it.
It's... Well, basically, you're an airplane, and you're flying through this building with all these obstacles, and you gotta fly through them, and then the gaps to get through them become smaller and smaller. It's just addicting, and it goes on until you crash. There's a multiplayer just for two people, and there's something called Time Attack, where you have to have someone next to you to play it, so it kind of stinks, but...
Would you say the DSi, then, is worth buying?
Well, for me, like, if anyone else is on the computer, there's an internet browser that you can go on. You can post on forums and all that.
Is it good? Because there was the DS browser. There was a DS browser for the normal DS that was horrible. Is this one better?
Well, if you have your DS, if you take that off the connection and you just have your DSi connected, the internet browser goes a lot faster.
Well, so let's see, it's 170. I'm personally not going to do it. I was gonna because one of my friends smashed my DS Lite, and totally wrecked it. But I fixed it with a bunch of super glue, and it works good again. So I don't think I'm gonna buy it anytime soon. What about you, Sean? Is that your real name? Or is that just your peach pan name?
No, that's my real name. But, no, I don't think I'm buying the DSi. I mean, the fact that I have a laptop already, and I have a webcam, so I can do all that. And, I don't know, I just have my DS Lite, and it's working perfectly fine, so I really see no need in buying it.
Yeah.
Well, I bought it because, with me thinking, I was thinking Nintendo was gonna start dropping the Lite and just go to the DSi for, like, with the camera and stuff, but I don't know.
You know, they're talking about having, I'm not sure what game this is, but they're talking about there are going to be some games that will be, because the DSi, I believe, has, like, it's twice the horsepower of the DS Lite. It's got a faster processor, more memory and stuff. So yeah. I think they're doing some DSi-specific games that will run at a higher graphics rate and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think you can look forward to that.
Yeah. I just hope they won't be that expensive, but knowing Nintendo, they
probably be 35.
Yeah, games are usually, like DS and advanced games, are usually around 30, and used are around 10, 15.
The thing, I think it was kind of a risk for Nintendo to do that, though, because it's like they made like a half jump to next gen. They didn't, because it's like they're going to have to release a brand new handheld in like 2 years. And 2 years after you release an original, you know, another handheld isn't, I don't think, the best move they could have done.
Yeah. They need to develop good games for it before they can release another handheld.
That's the problem they have with the DSiWare and WiiWare, but not so much. So, in addition to DSi and whatever's coming out there, so there's Punch-Out coming out this week. I don't know, I don't think any of us have a PS3. But for any PS3 fans, there are, Infamous does come out, not this week, so it's kind of irrelevant. Never mind, Steve.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my money on PS3. It doesn't look that good.
Wasted.
To me, anyway.
You know, there's always these console wars going on, and I know anyone, I don't know if either of you have gone to the Casual Gaming Association down the, other groups, clubs area. Anyone who goes in there knows that, I'm very much a Nintendo fan, and I have been for a long time. But I think there's a line you have to draw, because all three systems this gen are very good systems, in my opinion. You've got...
PS3 isn't bad at all.
I know. I honestly don't think it's bad. I think that you could say any of them are the best. Right now, my favorite's either Wii or 360. I've got, you know, because on my Wii there's Zelda, Mario Galaxy, all those great first-party exclusives, plus, you know, like Mad World and No More Heroes and stuff. Then
Mad World is great.
Mad World is so great. Not one of those games, you know, it's none of those games that 99% of our listeners will not be able to play. It is a great game. It's very fun. I would buy it if you can.
Personally, the system I like the most is the 360, because that's more of my gaming style. Like, PS3 is a good system. It has, like, a fast internet browser, all that. It just needs better games, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, people say that about all three systems. People say it about Wii a lot, and I think it really depends on what games you like. Like for me, I prefer, like, if I could take Mario Galaxy over, you know, I take Mario Galaxy over Grand Theft Auto 4, but that's just me as a gamer. You know, I like Mario and Zelda. I really like Brawl. I think was a very, very good addition to the franchise, stuff like that. But if you really like those action-packed shooter, just really, really high-octane, great games. And then you've got things like Bioshock and Mass Effect, too. So, which are both my type of games. So.
Oh, yeah. Xbox 360 just has the games that I love. Like, Halo 3, I'm completely addicted to.
Yeah.
Online play, that is amazing.
I prefer Call of Duty over Halo, but that's just, I prefer the gameplay of it.
There's always wars between Call of Duty and Halo.
Yeah, and I think that they're similar enough where you can, I mean, you can easily say they're both phenomenal games. And it just comes down to whichever you like more.
It all depends on how you like to play the game, because Call of Duty's more realistic, of course.
Yeah.
But personally, I like Halo because of, like, all the weapons that you never get to use in your life. You got the plasma grenades, you got the, you know, you got the crazy plasma pistols.
In Halo 1, I love Halo 1. For me, that's my favorite of the series just because of the health system. I really like the combination of shield and health packs from Halo 1. And I think if I include that in Halo 3, it'd be probably my favorite shooter ever.
Because
It's right behind Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So is there anything else really coming out this week? I don't know. The new Boombox comes out. The Wii game of the year last year. Which surprised me, actually. It's a phenomenal game. I mean, I have it. I love it. Probably the best puzzle game I've ever played. The sequel comes out this week. Has gotten some very good reviews. And look forward to that. New Play Control, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat came out. Not too interested. Not a big Donkey Kong fan. Though actually, I just borrowed from a friend Donkey Kong 64, which I heard is fun.
That is a great game. Donkey Kong 64.
I've got it right in my hands, actually, right now, looking at it, and I played it a while ago. It seemed okay. I've never been big on the Donkey Kong franchise, but hopefully I'll like this one. And,
A game that's coming out that I'm looking forward to, not this week, but eventually this year, like more of the Guitar Hero games. I completely love Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I'm myself a musician, so.
Yep, I love. The last one I got was Guitar Hero 3, and I've been playing a lot of World Tour. I really like that. I really like the. I've been messing around with the Song Maker thing, even though it kind of sucks. It's sort of fun to see, you know.
Yeah.
You can make really, theme songs to stuff.
I prefer a Rock Band, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, you can go either way. To me, it's just a matter of which do I prefer the look of it. And I prefer the look of it.
Yeah, I just can't get used to the drums on Rock Band. Or not Rock Band, but Guitar Hero, because I've been playing Rock Band drums for so long. So it all really depends on what you play, like how long you've been playing what. I started off on Guitar Hero, obviously, but then I kind of moved on to Rock Band, and I don't know, I didn't really enjoy Guitar Hero 4 that much.
Yeah, you know, for me, I prefer the Guitar Hero drums, just because I myself, I play drums, and I like the cymbals that they have up, and it feels more natural just for me. It's still, though, to be fair, they do break more easily, I heard, than Rock Band drums. I haven't had an issue with it, but they do that, I think.
I'm a drummer also, and for Rock Band, you can buy cymbals that come with it. So, I bought the separate cymbals. I can link you later or something.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You can link me now, actually. We have a chat box.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me find it.
Oh, I just found this game for the DS.
So, here, I'm linking you to the, whatchamacallit.
All right, sweet. Are there any good TV shows? I don't know.
TV shows? Mainly I've been watching King of the Hill and Family Guy.
See, okay.
Mainly it.
A lot of people are going to get on my case for this, but I just hate Family Guy. I cannot stand that show.
I do not like Family Guy at all.
I watch it, and I don't see what's funny about it. I really don't.
I am more of a South Park person.
Yep, South Park I very much like. Monty Python, that was a long time ago. Monty Python's very funny, I think.
The thing about Family Guy for me is that they're not original at all.
Yeah.
They just keep on doing the same thing, remember that one time that I blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I think that's just a flashback and usually kind of not making sense.
Yeah. South Park is so genius, though.
It's very much satirical and it ridicules a lot of pop culture stuff, including Family Guy. Family Guy for that show was very funny, I thought.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I personally can't stand Family Guy. And a lot of people, I can just imagine how many, if the reader questions thing actually takes, how many people are going to be I can't believe you hate Family Guy.
We're going to get flamed.
Then we'll have to read them and just laugh at them. But, don't care if you do like it. I just personally can't stand
it. It doesn't matter. It's all what you like in your opinion.
Yeah, but where's the fun in not?
I don't really care.
A TV show that I liked a while ago, it was on Fuse TV, I don't know if you guys watched that.
I have it, don't really watch it too much.
It was called Bodog Battle of the Bands.
Is it just a Battle of the Bands type show?
No, it was a certain amount of bands competing to get with a record, label.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good because you got to see some bands play. Rather than just these crappy rap artists or whatever. I'm sorry, I don't like rap at all, but I don't see enough of The Rock going on today.
I don't like mainstream rap. I think there's something to be said about artistic rap that actually isn't just about, and no offense to anyone who likes mainstream rap, guns, drugs, and misogyny, that kind of typical mainstream rap. I cannot stand it.
I usually don't like any kind of rap, though.
If you do ever care to give, there's a rap group, Fort Minor, if you've ever listened to them. They're more a artistic rap, very much not mainstream, and that's really the only hip hop rap genres that I like. So
go ahead.
Put him on hold. I love how I'm the host. And if someone's loud, I can just be like, turn them off. I'll be back in a second, though.
Wait, who was being loud? Nick?
Yeah, the only one who's left in us.
But I don't know, like, the only rap that I even, like, remotely enjoy is, like, old school rap.
Yep. It's way more musical and way less generic. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, mainstream rap now doesn't take a lot of talent. Soulja Boy,
Run,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand what he's saying. I don't.
They just talk about girls, drugs,
and sex and money.
All that. Yeah, but old school rap, like Run DMC, Ice Cube, all that. Public Enemy, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoy.
So, Nick, you were on hold for about 3 seconds there. I'm enjoying my power to do that, by the way.
Oh, I'm back.
Yes, you are. Only because of me, though.
No, I had to talk to my mom.
There's not much more to talk about, I think. We've been going for, like, over an hour here. That's impressive.
Wow.
I never thought... Versen, the guy who set this up, said that like 15 to 20 minutes in a podcast would be a good rate, and if we can't make it that long, then that's okay. And we totally just blew away 45 minutes or an hour of just podcasting about nothing. So, congratulations to us. I think we'll wrap it up, and we'll put this up for everyone to listen to. Remember to, we'll make the group, and you can also post them or PM any of us or email us or whoever. I don't know if any of you care if you get emails or PMs, but I don't care. So you can PM me or email me or post in our group or PM or email any of these people with reader questions or comments, and we will go to them next time we do this. Until then, adios, everyone.
See ya.
Bye. I love you.
I love you, too. I don't think that was directed to me, but I love you anyway.
That was directed to the listeners.
All right. I love the listeners, too. I love my podcast friends, too, though. So, all right.
No homo.
None of that. No offense, by the way. This can all be taken offensively. It's not offensive.
Okay, hold on. Let me make a statement real quick.
Yeah.
Anyone that takes offense to anything that we think, that you think we are saying seriously, don't take it seriously.
Okay.
Because most of the time, we are not saying it as a serious insult. Yeah.
And if it does very much bother you, send us a reader message, and we'll probably just ignore it. But you might as well send it. We'll look at it and see what we think.
Because most of the time, we're drunk.
Most of the time, I'm not. Anyway.
I'm underage.
I am underage, too. I don't drink. A lot of my friends drink. I don't. But anyway, that's illegal. So we should probably talk about most of this.
Who cares about the laws? Jeez. I bombed the school yesterday.
Yeah, I bet you did. Alright, until next time. I'm Charbuck. And
I'm Sean, I'm Sean.
I'm Black Label.
And, Nirvash was here. If you left.
Oh, wait, are we going by our forum names?
Then
I'm Raffle Tacos. Ignore that.
Okay. We'll go by both, but it doesn't matter. And until next time, we will, be keeping you up to date like we hopefully will every week. And listen to our beta podcast. Goodbye.
True that.